Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Google me, bitch.
To get rid of all the women, to get rid of all the black guys.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. Shove that straight up your little kid ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
Because these bitches behind maintenance. Never seen so much dong in my life.
We miss you. Never ceases to amaze me. Just the volume that we have of these drops. I started yesterday. We were a little bit behind. Shocker, even on a best of going into the club.
What?
I did a drop of Palooza that lasted for the entire 1 minute long jingle, and I had so much left that I still could have used.
There's just so many good ones. The you could take the Halloween and shove it.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
One of my all time favorites. That, if you want to know why that man is greatness, it's right there. The grade A bitch.
She's a grade A bitch.
She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
The one and only Martha
By
Stewart.
The Ace Bailey draft memes that are coming in.
Pick.
With the eighth pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Brooklyn Nets select Yegor Demin from Moscow and Brigham Young University.
So we won't spend a lot of time on this because we are now in the club. But yeah, you had mentioned not seeing many mocks or things that had Yegor Demin going ahead of Yakachunas, and that's now what we have.
Yeah,
so
everyone thought, at least everything I saw, was that Demin would be around when Portland picked.
So on one hand, if you're Portland, maybe you're glad that Yakachunas is still there. On the other, if you didn't think Demin was going to go till after, maybe it's one more team ahead of you that wants Yakachunas.
Yeah, they thought maybe it's a similar player, just bigger, but like Demin's like 6'9".
Yeah.
So he was okay. I watched a lot of BYU basketball this year, and he was like their third best player, but he's young.
But bring me up to speed on the Ace Bailey memes.
Yeah, so Ace Bailey didn't want to go to Utah.
Right.
Like, he specifically said, I do not want to go play
Yesterday, his camp, like, released a statement, we do not want to go
to
Charlotte or to Utah.
He refused to meet with the Utah Jazz, and the Jazz selected him anyways. And kudos to ESPN, by the way, because ESPN did not zoom in. It looked like he handled it well.
It did.
He was hugging everybody.
He didn't have that look of like, now I'm going to have to go work my way out of this
place. Go to Twitter. Like, people are getting, like, the close-ups. Dude, my man is not, he's not doing well. He's got the look, it looks like he's got tears in his eyes. He just, there is so many close-ups of him being like,
the faraway look of like,
son of a bitch.
They did what I asked him not to do. What do I do now?
I told him I didn't want to go to Utah. I ended up in, and I wonder how much of that is just being in Utah.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City's not as bad as you think.
It's not.
Salt Lake City's getting better.
And honestly, if you care about your basketball career, there are worse places you can go to succeed.
And you're with Danny Ainge. By all accounts, Ace Bailey's a dumbass.
Yeah.
And so, well, welcome to Utah. I love the fact that Utah's like, I don't give a F. You're coming here. Also, Cooper Flagg. You can buy the Cooper Flagg merch now.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a signed Cooper Flagg jersey is running you right now on the Mavericks site?
$275.
$1,000.
What?
$1,000?
Oh, my God.
For a Cooper Flagg signed jersey? Basketball is eight bills? 800, eight small, one large for a jersey or a ball signed by Cooper Flagg.
What
a
would they?
Sports memorabilia. That's.
Okay, so this is a serious question. What could you fetch for a Cooper Flagg signed cocktail napkin? Like, let's say he goes to the bathroom night and signs a sheet of toilet paper. What is the minimum a Cooper Flagg autograph is going for? Because I don't.
Authentic? I don't know. $1,000 for a jersey?
And
it's not even authentic jersey. It's the NBA swingman. Like,
but
I'm
not like a big collector memorabilia guy, so I don't know. But I feel like when you see autographed balls and jerseys and things like that, that seems like an awfully high price.
Well, and I would also like to point out, like, when you buy an autographed jersey, realize that no one else wants your autographed jersey. The moment you get the $1,000 Cooper Flagg autographed jersey, realize that you have a $1,000 piece of cloth that's hanging on your wall that will never be worth anything more than
that. And by the way, it would never be cool if you wore it, because like wearing your autographed jersey isn't any better.
Yeah, try buying that Cooper Flagg jersey, and let's say 2 or 3 years from now, right? Like, he becomes like all everything, like he's the first team All NBA. Yeah, that jersey's still not going to be worth $2,000. Like, you're going to list that thing on Facebook Marketplace, and everyone's going to be like, yeah, if I wanted to spend $1,000, I would just buy the one that's available online. Like, that's not like a game worn. It blows my mind. We have too much money officially. There's too many rich bros.
Because
if you're dropping $1,000 on a Cooper Flagg jersey,
that price is the price, it's only set there because they know there's a number of people. Like, they've done the cost analysis
of
it.
Blows my mind.
There are enough people buying it at that price that they will make a ton on that.
The older I get, the more I'm just fascinated at grown men willing to spend a lot of money. Like, when I was a kid.
Sure.
Even, like, in my 20s, I remember I have a couple autographs, but, like, the idea, it's the most fascinating thing to watch, like the card shows, because some of these dudes treat the people like garbage. And they just, like, herd you into a line, and you spend hundreds of dollars to slide something over to a person that just has disdain in their eyes.
That you've never met, does not want to be there, is only there because they need a buck.
They sign their name. And then they wing it back at you, like, you fetch.
Keep it moving.
And it's like $1,000. And then you walk out of there and you're like, I stuck this thing on my wall. And
what an experience.
The older I get, the autograph market absolutely fascinates me.
Well, the older you get,
when I saw the $1,000 price tag, that was Darren Revell had that.
The older you get, the more likely you are to use ChatGPT. Maybe not for you, Suk. We talked about this just when we went to break. I'm asking, as you get older, are you maybe more likely to use ChatGPT?
If there's something came across like my life that I thought, I'm not so stubborn and like set in my ways that
I know you're not anti, but you're like, I haven't found a use for it yet.
Yes, there's nothing in my life that I can think of on a day to day basis where I'm like, you know what? If only there was AI here to solve my problem. Like, I fancy myself a bit of a handyman.
Sure.
If something happens to the house, I will always attempt to fix it first. And, like, YouTube and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So if there was an AI, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a situation, like, on a day-to-day basis where I would be like, could I ask, like, okay.
The one you bring up is a good one. Because I've actually, like, I think that Google is right now running an ad campaign based on their AI bot called, I think it's called Gemini.
Sure.
And the campaign, I've heard it both on the radio and seen it on TV, is a guy who is like trying to build something or put something together.
Yeah.
And
And he says, okay, like, what, Gemini, what's the next step? And they're like, okay, you're going to take this part and attach it over here. And basically, while you have both hands working, you can listen. And then he goes, hold on, can you go back to step number two? Yeah. And then it goes, sure. Step number two, you're supposed to do blah, 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 blah,
blah.
That
seems to make sense. I think I'd still rather watch a video and watch someone doing it.
Yeah.
But that I can see. But outside of that, I'm trying to think on a day-to-day basis where ChatGPT makes my life better or easier. And I haven't figured it out yet. And until that, I think that's a girlfriend. What is happening?
Is she
here?
Sad? Is she happy?
Who is this guy? Do we know who this is?
That's Chloe Kitts, the South Carolina basketball player. Very good. That is CMB.
Murray Boyles.
Okay, yeah, so he's really good at South Carolina as well.
Well, she's really good at the NBA draft. I was like, ooh, what's. We got a little power couple there.
She's a power forward / small forward. Not that I have watched.
And I'm guessing she's an
her.
Instagram star as well.
She's got some followers.
Got some followers.
Will Ordner might be included on that.
Getting that Cavender money.
See where we're going on that. All right, I see you. Shout out South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. But no, when something crosses my path, I will use it. But I've yet to find a use for AI.
Well, and I think with AI, right now, a lot of people are unable to differentiate why they would use that instead of just Google. Because Google, you can still get to a lot of that. I think this is just one step further, perhaps, in
here now.
Here now.
Specifying
now.
What you want.
With the 9th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Toronto Raptors select Colin Murray Boyles from the University of South Carolina.
Now, do we think that Colin Murray Boyles and Chloe Kitts have a future together?
I have no idea, but they should go halvesies on a kid. If she's like a really good basketball player in South Carolina and he's a top 10 pick, dude, get a kid going there and start planning for the future.
So one of the places that
and
we...
And by the way, we are officially one pick away.
That's right.
So we'll...
Houston on the clock.
We got Houston on the
then
clock.
Portland.
And then Portland. So right now, the two players that everyone had kind of mocked to Portland are available. Wendell Carter, the small forward out of Arizona, and...
Carter Bryant.
Or Carter Bryant. Yeah. Not Wendell Carter. Sorry, he's still...
Another NBA.
Another NBA. Yeah. Small forward from Arizona still there. And then Yakachunas, the point guard from Illinois. Those are the two that everyone had circled for Portland. Bowl's still there.
You'll have a shot at one of them.
You'll have a shot at one of them because only one pick now with Houston and then the Blazers.
So one of the places that we've seen a ton of AI application is in the world of education.
Sure.
Unsurprisingly.
And I don't think it's good, by the way.
No, it is not, and that's what this study is all about. So this is a study from MIT. The study divided 54 subjects of individuals 18 to 39 years old from the Boston area. Divided them into three groups and asked them to write several SAT essays or SAT style essays using OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's search engine, and nothing at all. Researchers used EEG, which monitors brain waves, to record the writer's brain activity across 32 regions in their brain. And found that of the three groups, ChatGPT users had the lowest brain engagement and consistently underperformed at neural, linguistic, and behavioral levels during that task. Over the course of several months, ChatGPT users got lazier with each subsequent essay, often resorting to just copy and pasting by the end of the study. The paper suggests that the use of LLMs could actually harm learning, especially for younger users. The paper's not yet been peer-reviewed, and its sample size is relatively small, but the paper's main author felt it was important to release the findings to elevate concerns as society increasingly relies upon AI for immediate convenience. Long-term brain development may be sacrificed in the process.
Absolutely terrifies me, and this is kind of what I don't mean to be the old fuddy-duddy, but I just... There was a kid I saw recently. It was at UCLA, which, by the way, if you don't know, UCLA is one of the finest schools.
One of the top public institutions in the country.
Yeah. Try getting into UCLA sometimes. Dude, that is a mother bear to get into. And there was a kid that was graduating at UCLA, and as he was walking across the stage, he held up the computer that he had used, I guess, like his capstone project, like thesis or whatever. He held it up to show everyone that he had just cheated.
Like, they did it all for him.
They did it all for him. And he was like celebrating it. And someone pointed out that you're at the point now where you're literally celebrating ignorance. You're literally, you are on stage promoting that you were too dumb or lazy to learn and get your degree, and that's what's being promoted. And I get the other side's going to say, well, he was smart enough to realize that this was pointless anyways, and he just needed a piece of paper, and why work harder when the computer can do it for you? But at what point do we just lose the idea of independent thought? At what point do we just, like, that stuff generally worries me, that society, I already hear from people all the time that say, why do I need to know anything when I can Google it?
When I have the internet, yeah.
I hear that all the time, yep, from young people. And Will's a teacher.
You don't hear that from me.
No, Will's a teacher. Do you hear that? Because I honestly have heard, like, my friends' kids and people say stuff like that, like, I'll just Google it. I don't need to know anything. Why do I need to know how to fix anything?
Why would I study it when it's at my fingertips whenever I need it?
Yes, it's something that's common that's said. Yes, the AI thing is also common. There's also a lot of teachers who go through and have different database things or websites they can go to. And
AI
they put
checkers
your,
and stuff.
Yep. They put your essay in there to see if you are using AI. I think it sucks.
I see teachers like posting videos being like, dude, I'm out.
Yeah.
She's like, every one of my kids, I know all of their assignments are AI and there's nothing I can do about it. And when I ask them to actually write something like in person, like write, you know, where I know that it can't be copy and pasted, they're saying it's like a fourth grader's writing it.
And I cannot imagine how devastating that must be for the educators, in that, especially even if you're trying to pull your weight and do your job, if there are other teachers letting kids do that, that's going to be the shortcut they're all wanting to take. And this policy, or this the person who was the main author of the study went on to say, what really motivated me to put out the data now, even though it hasn't been fully peer-reviewed, is that I'm afraid in 6 to 8 months, we're going to have a policymaker who decides, you know what, we can just have GPT put together our kindergarten curriculum. And she says, I think that would be absolutely bad and detrimental. Not developing our brains are our highest risk for the youth.
Yeah, and that, you know, and I don't know, maybe we'll find out years from now this study's horse crap, or maybe we find, but that it makes sense to me that if you teach kids that learning doesn't matter,
or that the shortcut is the best way to go,
I just can't. I don't know. I just don't see how that ends up being a good thing. But I also understand that kids have to be given the tools to succeed in the future. And if the future is AI, you have to learn to use it. But God, some of this stuff just feels like we are careening towards, like, we're to use the Metallica line, the light at the end of the tunnel is just a freight train coming towards us.
Yeah.
It ain't the light that you should be running to. You're about to get run over.
Yeah, and a couple little nuggets from this from other people who have gone in and picked apart the study. 83.3% of the ChatGPT users could not quote from the essays that they themselves had written just minutes earlier. So you write something, you hit save, and your brain has already forgotten it because the ChatGPT did the thinking for you. Yeah. And additionally, the brain scans revealed neural damage, and that neural connections actually collapsed during the process. It went from 79 neural connections before using the ChatGPT to using only 42 of those connections. So essentially a 47% reduction in brain connectivity when you start using the application.
Well, let's take a break because the Rockets are making their pick and then the Blazers, so we can come back and have the Blazer pick for you.
Perfect. Blazers will be on the clock when we get back. You're listening to The Club, primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, this is the club, but the Blazers are on the clock. So the number 10 overall pick was not one of the two people that we thought could be a Blazer, but rather was Kamon Maluwa, who is the center out of Duke. He goes to the Houston Rockets, who, if you assume he's joining their starting lineup as a center, would make Şengün their power forward, Durant their small, Amen Thompson their shooting guard, and then Fred VanVleet running the point with Reed Sheppard coming off the bench. So
not too shabby.
Nice little core there. Yep. Nice little core there, but now we wait on bated breath for the Blazers. It could be Yakachunas. It could be Carter Bryant, and we've got a couple minutes to figure that out.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is kind of the interesting part. I mean, so far we really haven't seen there's been a couple smaller trades, like the Charlotte Hornets traded Mark Williams, who was the Lakers tried to get, but they couldn't, remember last year with all the physical problems. So they're trading him and the Phoenix Suns for the 29 pick and a 2029 first-round pick. So there's been that. There's been a couple smaller deals, but we haven't seen anyone move up. So, I mean, I guess you could still have the idea, does Portland move down? They don't have a second-round pick. Would someone want to jump up and grab one of those? But we are all assuming at this point that Portland is going to draft this player. And, I mean, if you were to believe everything that we've seen, the pick is either going to be Yakachunas. I think that's probably where this is going. Or it's going to be the small forward
Carter Bryant
out of Arizona.
Yeah.
One of those two. I guess for a fit-wise, I would assume you just traded for Jrue Holiday. In theory, he's going to be a three more years. You still have Scoot. So does draft Yakachunas?
You would
is the
seemingly
one,
need Bryant more than you would need Yakachunas,
right?
But
Yakachunas is the one that from the get go has seemed to be most linked with Portland.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I guess, to me it's more interesting if you go with Yakachunas.
Yeah.
Because if it's Carter Bryant, cool, young, athletic wing, you can never have too much, right? And you know you bring him along slowly. He was a freshman, and you already have some wings, and he can kind of come off the bench and do all that, grow and develop. If it's Yakachunas, then you got to start wondering, is Holiday going to be happy like coming off the bench? I would assume you're bringing in Holiday to start. And then that leaves Scoot as your backup point guard. You already have Sharp at the two. Where does that leave Yakachunas? Can he be, because he's a point guard, but I guess he's bigger. He's 6'5", 6'6". But he doesn't shoot the ball that well. Can he be the shooting guard? Or do you now end up with the same problem you had of three point guards, two of them being very young, needing playing time, and then you've got a 35-year-old Jrue Holiday. So I think it's more confusing, but maybe more interesting drama-wise if it's the guard at Illinois as opposed to Carter Bryant.
Well, and frankly, that just, it feels like then that gives you a lever to pull later. Whether, you know, you can move off of whoever you want at whatever time you want. Maybe that means trying to flip Holiday. Maybe that means you're ready to move on from Scoot at some point in time. But I think, just from seeing Yakachunas' game, I think it would be fun to see what more is there for him. It's not that you don't know what a Carter Bryant could be, but that kind of physical profile seems a little bit more cookie cutter in the NBA, whereas all the various skills that Yakachunas offers may be a little bit more appealing to me. Now, the graphic is saying that the pick is in, so we should just be moments away from finding out who the selection is.
Yeah, it says the pick is in, so We'll wait here.
But we won't go too early because we don't need to hear Screamin' A in his baby blue suit.
Oh, we got breaking news. Oh, oh here it is. This involves Portland. I just saw this on Twitter.
Ooh. To the Memphis Grizzlies. So this pick coming up at 11 will be Memphis's pick.
Trading back.
And elsewhere, the Phoenix Suns draft Kamal Malawach, but they have also traded for center Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets. I'm told the Hornets are getting the number 29 pick in tonight's draft, as well as a 2029 first-round pick. So we know the Suns have had an issue with their front court size, but they have addressed it in a massive way tonight. Getting Kamal Malawach, they did not expect Malawach to drop to them at 10, but he did, and now they get him as well as Mark Williams.
All right, so at the deadline, the Hornets traded.
So
it sounds like the Blazers are going to make the selection of Cedric Coward, the small forward out of Washington State.
Uh-huh.
Shooting guard, small forward. That will not be for them.
That will be going to Memphis.
Yeah,
what's coming back?
Yeah,
we're still trying to figure
it out.
Finalized
later. The Houston Rockets are trading to the Phoenix Suns the draft rights to Kamal Malawach, the 10th pick. And now, with the 11th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Portland Trail Blazers select Cedric Coward from Washington State University.
Is that a tough last name to have? Coward?
Yeah, that is a little weird. But again, this is not for...
No, this is not for Portland.
This is for Memphis.
So you have Blazers fans shaking their jerseys even though this is not their pick. And then, so this is the thing that ticks me off every year about the NBA Draft. We just got done talking about Malawach's fit in Houston, forgetting that that was just a pick that Houston owned that was going to Phoenix because of the Durant trade.
Yes.
So that pick, Malawach not going to Houston. He's actually going to Phoenix, as part of that deal. But this is the way the draft board's going to look all night. It's going to look like Portland drafted Coward, even though he's not going to be their selection. He's going to Memphis. So are you able to tell from Twitter what pick the Blazers are getting back?
It looks like 16.
Okay.
But no one has really said anything, but that's where the Grizzlies were selecting.
The Grizzlies are picking 16. Okay. So if we're assuming that it's
Memphis
moved up from 16 to 11.
So you move back and get that pick and then maybe pick up a second or a player to be named?
I'm assuming that that's more picks.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know. So I'm kind of scrolling Twitter right now with Shams and everything, and I'm sure that will come out in due time. But I guess, like, we've waited around all day and it ended up being very anticlimactic because both players that you thought were there or that you wanted are there, and you didn't draft either one, although you may ask the question, if you feel like there's going to be a slide on either of those two players and they're available at 16, is this a shrewd move where you can still get one of your two guys that you had pegged there at number 11? Can you get one of them at 16? Can you get Carter Bryant? Can you get Jakaç Yunus at 16, and you pick up something extra from Memphis? So maybe there's something there where Portland thought we're going to get one of our guys either way.
Couple things on Cedric Coward, too, by the way. So first of all, started his career at Willamette University.
Mm-hmm.
So he did start as a D3 kid, and then he bounced up to Eastern and then ended up at Washington State. Ryan Russillo and Bill Simmons are very high on him, along with a couple other NBA-type guys. The reason why he's kind of where he's at is because he got hurt early on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he only played in like 6 games at Washington State before his year was done. And so you can see why he dropped back a little bit. He had to have shoulder surgery.
And the other thing that they're showing on the screen
they're
now, and I had read this earlier as well, is he, even though it was only 6 games at Washington State, he was thought highly enough of that he actually entered the transfer portal and committed to Duke, but his draft stock was so high, he's just like, well, I'm not going to go back to college.
Yeah, he's very well liked, and they think he could be a big star. So good thing the Blazers traded him away.
Okay, so here is the details. So Portland does move back to 16.
Okay.
They get a 2028 first-round pick via Orlando.
Okay.
Right. This is why these things are so...
But you know what? Getting another first instead of a second, that's a win.
So they get the 2028 first. Again, that would be Orlando's, not Memphis's.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out in a couple years.
Yep.
And they get 2 seconds as well.
Okay.
And those look like those are 2 seconds from Memphis. And it doesn't say when those seconds are, because no one seems to care about seconds.
Because
Portland gave up their 2 to get Holiday, so now they get those 2 back. But 16, 2028 first round pick and 2 seconds, and now Portland will bump back and now they're picking at 16. So I'm with you. If they think that they can get their guy, that they liked at 16.
And you're adding assets.
And you're adding assets, which is a 2028 first rounder, whether you end up using that or in 3 years, or whether you use that pick to then move and get something else. I know it's a bit anticlimactic, but this may end up being a nice little we do this in the NFL all the time. Where you're sitting there at 11, you're like, hey, we don't really love anyone here. We got a couple guys that we think are all right there.
And we think they're all close.
And we all think they're all close, so let's just move back.
Pick up some extra.
Add some future capital. Assets, yep. and still get our guys. So now we got to wait a few more. Hopefully we're still on the air by the time 16 comes around, but that's probably not going to happen.
Well, do you feel like kissing your friends on the lips when you see them this summer?
Because no, that's weird.
That's the new trend, according to one actor and Rolling Stone. We will get that story in the club coming up. But first, Ortner has Sports Center.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt. I'm going to try to make track on the road. I'm going to kick some ass. I'm going to kick some little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back to the club. The draft continues. The Blazers, as we mentioned last segment, did not pick at 11 as we thought they might, or at least as they were scheduled to. They traded that pick to the Memphis Grizzlies. They've moved back to 16 in this first round. They also picked up a first-round pick in 2028 and a couple second-round picks as well. The player last off the board now is the kid who he got drafted by the Bulls, but it's Noah Essengue. He is the Frenchman who left his German club team to come to the draft, and he gets selected.
He's got jingle bells on his sleeves.
Yeah.
We thought they were like Christmas lights, but it turns out he's very jingly for some reason.
I think they're just little, like, I don't know, little accent baubles, but when they hang from his sleeve like that, it looks like he does have like a sleigh full of jingle bells there.
Yeah. I would like to hope that they would ring. You know, that'd be kind of fun. I think he's going to regret that decision, but I don't know. Welcome to, Chicago.
So did I hear correctly that you do not think you'll be greeting your friends this summer by kissing them on the lips?
That'd be very weird. I'm not opposed to kissing my friends on the lips if they wanted to, like in a very, well, I guess I was thinking more of the cheeks. No, you're going with the Tom Brady lip kiss. I'm trying to think of the, what sort of celebratory mood I would have to be in to kiss.
Well, and here's where you may not be thinking. This doesn't have to just be your male friends. You could be kissing your lady friends on the lips as well.
The BTJ wouldn't like that.
As I think many significant others may not, but now we have a Hollywood star who has been photographed on the red carpet twice in advance of his big blockbuster premiere, planting a big one on his co-star who has a boyfriend, and oh, by the way, he's gay. So, we are talking about Jonathan Bailey. He is the co-star of the upcoming Jurassic World Rebirth with Scarlett Johansson. And if you look at Scarlett Johansson and Jonathan Bailey and search kiss, they are embraced lip to lip on the red carpet. And and that caused a stir with some fans.
So he's gay.
He's gay.
She's married.
And she's married to Colin Jost. So I don't know whether he has a significant other or not. But Bailey said, quote, "I believe in being able to show love in all different ways. And if you can't kiss your friends, life's too short not to." Now, I'm not really sure how that logic works exactly. But he goes on to say on the fan, let's see. It says Bailey opened up about the challenges that come with being an actor as a gay man. Any sort of sense of prejudice against sexuality is something to fight against. And what better way to do that than to go and play any kind of character?
Are we still trying to pull the Hollywood is against gay actors? I would think if there's one spot in the world that embraces,
so he goes on.
Gay,
to...
I would assume that's Hollywood. So why don't we tone that down? It's not like you work out an like. I'll tell you what. If you're like a roughneck oil worker and you're openly gay, I'm with you, brother. That's a hard road to tread. You can't get me that it's hard to be a gay man in Hollywood. Next thing you know, you're gonna tell me it's hard to be a lesbian in the music industry. Stop it. Stop it.
So he keeps his relationship status private, but Scarlett's been married to Colin Jost of SNL for 4 years. And he says, being and this is where I think he fesses up to this. He says, being an out gay actor historically meant that you either wouldn't be able to play straight or that you there weren't any gay parts for you to play anyways. That has obviously changed massively, he noted, as some of his biggest roles have been as heterosexual characters in both Bridgerton and in Wicked.
Well, so I would like to point out, like, if you just look up gay actors, dude, my God, it's
quite a few.
There's like a million of them. Stop it. This guy.
But what he is saying is that
it's already a jackass.
It's totally fine for you to go up and just smooch your friends
weird.
Of the opposite sex on the lips this summer because, you know, too much love not to.
Boy, hey, if two people are comfortable, you do whatever you want. I just think it'd be if first off, again, I need to find much better looking friends. I'll state that right now.
And I can't imagine that someone like Colin Jost is threatened by this, but even so, would you be like, well, what's that about, honey? Or are you just like, I don't know, he's your that's my gay coworker, don't worry about it. Mm. Or is it like, don't really get why that would be a thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So the BTJ, we're at the holiday party.
Uh-huh.
Dude comes over. And I was looking at that kiss. They get into it.
Yeah, it's a legit.
On.
Yeah,
that's
they're not Tom Frenching.
Brady, that's
but
a Tom Brady mouth kiss.
Yeah, full embrace.
I think I'd be pretty cool with it. One, I think I'd make everyone uncomfortable and I'd start making some jokes. I think I would need an explanation. I think I would probably do the, whoa, time out. And then upon further review, I don't really get mad. I'm not the jealous type.
Yeah.
But I would think it's a little weird. I do think I would.
What is that?
I think I'd probably need a heads up. Okay, by the way, like
you just saw one of your buddies like planting one on the BTJ. It's not that you're necessarily thinking something
of
it,
buddy,
but
if I knew he was gay, I don't know. Like I'm trying to think. Like my chiropractor is a buddy of mine, and he's gay, and I love him dearly. Shout out Seth. He's a phenomenal human being. This is what, if Seth kissed the BTJ, no, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
I think it would be a little weird.
Well, now, so that begs the question, does the significant, or does the person on the other side of the kiss have to be gay for you to be okay with it?
Yeah, probably. Like, if she was kissing her
straight buddy, like somebody from your gym or like.
Well, I would say it would have to be hers because if it's mine, then it's double weird.
Party at the Souk House.
Yeah.
Rop and Nurse Nice show up. And how do BTJ and Rop greet? By kissing like ScarJo and Bailey.
That's probably not good.
Don't kiss other people's significant others.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Even if you're gay and they're straight.
I'll tell you what. In my house, you know who though could like. If it was the BTJ kissing someone or me kissing another girl, I promise you, it would go over way worse with me kissing someone else.
And would you even be able to get away with, well, she's gay, it doesn't matter.
No. I'll tell you that right now.
I wouldn't think so.
This only goes one way.
I'm gay.
There's no way that a gal is letting her husband kiss the lesbian friend. Not going to happen. I'll tell you right. BTJ would take a fork and stab me in the eye. 100%. There's no way that would go down. Yeah, the gay thing, like it's, and here's the other thing too. Every guy will assume that that gay guy is pretending. They'll be like,
100%.
No.
Oh, how convenient for you, Mr. Bailey. You're just making out with ScarJo now.
He's gonna do. How gay are? I need a report on how gay are you? Like, what are we talking? Like 73% gay. 89%, 100%. I need stats. I need details. By the way, this is not going to be a trend. Well, maybe in Hollywood, this is not going to be a trend anywhere else.
Someone says not going to happen. Maybe Richard Dawson was ahead of his time with this whole kissing thing.
Yeah, Richard Dawson was making out with
what,
Richard Dawson didn't make out with any guy.
No, he didn't.
Richard Dawson was making out with like 12-year-old girls, and it's creepy. Look up Richard Dawson kissing girls. Most terrifying thing you'll ever see.
It's lechy. It's like,
and they're like 12. He's like,
everyone in the family, from the grandmas to the little girls. It's
Richard
not
Dawson
good.
Richard Dawson will be like, he was the old host of the Family Feud.
I know who he is.
Yeah, he'll go up to like a 12-year-old girl, and they'll be like,
you
got a boyfriend? He'll be like, oh my gosh.
No, of course
you're going to break everyone's
heart. No, you're so pure, honey. Give me some sugar.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Whoa, what?
What a Richard. Pedophile. He's the original Jeffrey Epstein. That guy probably built Epstein Island. Yeah, this can't be a thing. It just can't. You can't do it. You don't. Unless you want to cause major problems, don't do that.
Now, text line asks, now, how do you and Rop react when Nurse Nice and the BTJ kiss?
That's pretty cool. Not going to lie. I post up and I'm posting up and I'm watching that like spy versus spy, just, you know, just like paper, just like peeking over the top, like what's happening here? She would never. That would, again, very different scenario. Guy sensibility, girl sensibility, but trust me, girls aren't going to be okay with that. I do think most girls would be okay if you kissed another guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah.
But the guy wouldn't be cool with it.
That's right. No. That's probably right. No.
The guy would not be cool with it. Although girls do, women do kiss other women.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, that's always interesting.
Yeah, you hear that, like growing up, like the BTJ will say, like, I've kissed friends. And you can get away with that. Dudes, you can't get away with
no.
It.
No.
Yeah, it happens at bars a lot. Yeah.
Dudes kissing other dudes?
No, women kissing other women.
Will's hanging out at the Eagle. I think he puts the orange bandana.
Well, you drove me there the one time.
Yeah, look, I like the Eagle. I had a good time there once. Dude, I'm telling you right now, if you want to have a good time and you want to drink for free, go to a gay bar.
Dude.
The gay bars know how to party. You will throw down and have a great time.
There's a place in San Francisco that we would go for like hungover brunches, and it was like brunch meets a club. And it was in the Castro District, and it was called Lime. And all the waiters had like midriff shirts, and they're coming around with like espresso martini shots, and they're like grinding around as they're serving your pancakes and waffles. Yeah. That place was a scene and one of the best day parties in San Francisco.
We were at Departure once, that little rooftop bar.
Yeah, I know that spot.
And I didn't realize, but it was like, I guess they have Pride Night.
And by the way, there goes Carter Bryant at 14. Ah. So Yakachuna is still out there.
Still on the board with
Blazers
one pick.
Two picks away, and also Derek Queen has gone as well.
Yeah, so. You know, there's Carter Bryant, but maybe Yakachuna is still on the board. And if you can get him at 16, again, you got one of the guys you were slated to get, and you picked up a future first in 2 seconds.
Well, let's do this. It's two picks away. Let's make sure we're back in time for the Blazers pick. We should get it by the end of the club, and we will do that as we wrap things up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Fun Power!
So we got a minute 50 left for the Oklahoma City Thunder pick. They have the 15th spot, and then it's the Memphis pick, which belongs to the Blazers. So Technically, this pick, and then one more, we get Portland's pick. I did see something funny on the text line pointing out. So now you have New Orleans, who shipped off C.J. McCollum to get Jordan Poole in return. So you've got a core of Jordan Poole and Zion Williamson, and then they added Derek Queen, who has a reputation a little bit. And someone said, are they just putting together the all-idiot team over there?
Well,
and
that's
it's possible.
I wanted to do in Portland. Remember, I wanted to bring in like the new version of the Joe Blazers.
You know what?
I'm every jackass known to man.
You can listen to that on our podcast platforms, because that was such a wonderful roster assembly segment that we used it yesterday on the Best of Primetime, what the Blazers should do with the roster. We included, I think, we got Ja, we got Zion, we got Ben Simmons, we got Grayson Allen, we got, I'm trying to think who the other guys were, but we were filling out a full, at least eight-man rotation with that one.
Well, we'll see, because the Oklahoma City picks in, so in theory, right as we're going off the air, we might be able to weasel in the Blazer pick.
I do have two.
And just know that whoever Oklahoma City picks here will end up being
the best
player.
They'll be great, and the Blazers guy will probably be a bust.
The Blazers guy will kick rocks, and the Oklahoma City kid in like two years.
You know what might sting is if Yakachunas goes in this spot and then is good in OKC.
Ends up being great.
Yeah, and is like part of a contributing member of a championship team or a dynasty.
Move on from Alex Caruso because it's too expensive, and Yakachunas comes in and is like their sixth man and just, you know, dominates.
What about if it's Cedric Coward? Like, you literally had
him. Or Colin Coward.
That's right. Yeah. Colin, would you like to hear that?
Yeah, big night for Colin Coward.
Give me this.
Yeah, I would.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here. This is a young man with the ultimate bet on yourself story.
Funny for a couple reasons. Wasn't that other kid from South Carolina, his name was Colin? Was that
Colin
correct?
Murray Boyles?
So there was another Colin. You get how she would get that. But also funny because when Colin talks now, he won't even mention ESPN by name as a former employer that kind of hosed him.
So now
it's that former employer that's using his name instead of the draft pick. It's great.
I love the fact that they took a risk on a 61-year-old, plucky, undersized white guy.
And not a backwards hat guy.
No.
He'll take it seriously.
You're going to get some professionalism, and maybe he'll dye his hair again for you. And, you know, he's Midwestern sensibilities now in Chicago. He's going to be slapping the floor. You know, Colin may not have all the athletic talent, but boy, he's going to play hard. He's going to smart play, tough play. That's how he's going to do it. Congratulations on Colin Coward on getting drafted.
Well, I'm surprised that this sort of thing doesn't happen more often, or maybe it does and it just doesn't end up being publicized. But we have a former, I guess you could still say current rock star, but heyday a little ways back, had a surprise child, or a child who came forward and said, "Hey, Dad."
You know this happens all the time.
It does.
You just kind of, you know, you write a check and you get it to go away.
Any guesses? This rocker is 69 years old.
69? And this is his first illegitimate child?
Well, I don't know if it's his first or just the one that's most recently come forward, but there was, let's see. Yeah, someone essentially did a 23andMe DNA test. Mm-hmm. Her name was.
By the way, is 23andMe the worst thing that ever happened to like celebrities?
Maybe
like celebrity, like old people. Like what? What do you mean I got another kid?
Yeah. So
do you have to pay for it? Like if that kid's like super old, can you get like back child support?
Aunt Edwards just did the thing where he said, "I don't want to ever."
Yeah, he's paid up front.
He's like, "I'll pay all 18 years now, please."
Yeah, but like once you're like 23, I don't think you can like think you can get any money out of him.
No. Well, the rocker we're talking about is one Billy Idol.
Oh.
Who has a son that he said he can't be surprised given his promiscuous lifestyle, but he only found out a few years ago about his son, Brant, who was born in the 80s. Right. Asked him if he was surprised, and his quote, "Maybe a little bit, but the more I thought about it, I guess there must have been something like that." Because we were going around in the 80s and the 70s just having knockdown, drag-out sex with a million people you didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, good for you, Billy Idol. I like that he's like doing
This happened around the Rebel Yell tour in 85.
Boy, I'll bet you Billy Idol during the Rebel Yell tour was just knee deep in skush. You know that thing was just, boy, he was swatting them away, or actually he probably wasn't swatting them away. He was just bringing them all in.
And he did think he only had one son, but then Brant came forward a couple years ago after this 23andMe test and said, "Hey, Dad." And there he is.
His kid is, or is the only son he knew was named Wolf Brode.
Right. So if you look up Billy Idol and Brant, B-R-A-N-T, that is the new surprise son.
Yeah. He also had a kid named Bonnie Blue Broad. Oops.
Bonnie Blue Broad. I saw that too. Like, what?
Whoa. I think that's the wrong Bonnie Blue.
No, it is the wrong Bonnie Blue, but maybe also not far off.
Yeah. Good for Billy.
And then additionally, I also saw another headline. I don't really even know how this happens. I mean, I guess it's a dentures situation, but another performing artist who we know well, I don't know about well, but we're well aware of, lost their teeth performing on stage recently. Did you hear about this one?
No. Like fake teeth or like a tooth fell out?
That's what I'm trying to ascertain here, but apparently I Hope You Dance singer Leanne Rimes ran off stage after her teeth fell out mid-concert.
Leanne Rimes doesn't sing I Hope You Dance. I think that's Leanne Womack.
Ah.
Look at me knowing my 90s country.
You're Leanne's. What did Leanne Rimes do?
Leanne Rimes sang
I mean, I would
else.
Know it.
Leanne Womack was the I Think You Dance lady.
And this happened in Washington. It says the surprise incident unfolded Friday at the Skagit Casino Resort in Washington as the 42-year-old Grammy winner sang her hit song One Way Ticket.
Is that really a hit song?
I don't know. Last night I was on stage in the middle of One Way Ticket. I feel something pop in my mouth. And if you've been around, you know I've had a lot of dental surgeries. And I have a bridge in the front, and it fell out in the middle of my song last night. And then, How Do I Live would be the one that, that was the Con Air song, the How Do I Live Without You. How do I
live? Yeah, that might be Leanne Rimes. So was this Leanne Rimes or Leanne Womack?
No, this was Leanne Rimes. Oh, okay, I just got the wrong, song for it.
Okay.
Well, we have 1 minute left in this show. It says the pick is in. So I say, damn it, we tempt fate, and we stick around, because I think we'll be able to hear it, and then we'll be able to say bye bye.
We'll try to get you this pick. We're just we're waiting, but it made me think of this. The summer solstice party that I went to in Bend, enlightenment was happening. One of the gals there who was an attorney, she was eating some high chews, and one of her crowns came off. And she was very enlightened and thought the whole thing was hilarious. Kept eating high chews. Another one came off.
Oh, no.
She lost two crowns.
Stop after one, honey.
That's when she got the first one and it fell out. She thinks she swallowed the second one.
Jeez.
We're like, maybe you take a break. Maybe stop. Maybe you've been enlightened enough. Stop.
I'm pushing it, Ortner. We're doing it. We're sticking around.
It's not a hard break.
It's
so
not a
good.
Hard break, so we can hang here for a second. This has been a Blazers draft edition of Primetime, kind of.
Hey, we got
assets.
Yeah, early in the draft, we were we were sportsing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Blazers moved from 11 to 16 with Memphis. They got a 2028 first-round pick from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And they got two seconds. We don't know when those 2 seconds are, but that's what that is. And the number 11 pick ended up being that kid from Washington State. Colin Cowherd.
With the hot takes.
With the hot takes. A 61-year-old undersized white guy. He's going to be great in the NBA. Quit telling me the pick's in and make the damn pick.
Maybe there's another trade. Maybe that's why it's taking so damn long.
They just keep moving down. Look,
our listeners deserve this.
Yakachunas is still on the board.
I would be thrilled if I were a Blazer fan if that's what you end up with here.
Yes, because Yakachunas has been a guy that for like the last month and a half has been linked to Portland.
He's worked out with them.
Yes.
They like him, and you've acquired other assets by moving back and now could still have him.
See if Shams has it.
Yeah, come on, Shams.
No, so far Shams does not have anything.
Danny just tweeted 59 seconds ago, what in all capital letters?
Whoa, so I'm guessing it's not Yakachunas. Who is it going to be?
He just tweeted what?
Like, he knows what it is and is stunned by who it's going to be?
Huh. It gave the illusion of surprise.
Son of a gun. What are we doing, Shams?
Somebody's got to have this.
Dude, I'm scrolling Twitter left and right because... Dude, by the way,
it
says that the pick is in, and it's been this way for like 2 minutes. But like Shams does not, because he
okay.
Shams,
Danny retweeted someone named Jake Fisher and says a stunner Hanson Yang to Portland at 16.
Who the hell is Hanson Yang?
Is that even a real person?
Did we get ball sacked?
Who's Hanson? What's a Hanson Yang?
He's a Chinese basketball player. He's 19 years old, and he's a center.
Come on down, Hanson Yang. We know nothing.
Dude, the city of Portland's going to burn tonight. the spirit of 75 bar. There is a Blazer fan right now that's losing his that a 19-year-old Chinese center named Hanson Yang.
We know nothing about Hanson Yang, but I'll tell you what, we'll be armed with information tomorrow. This has been Primetime. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 3 to 7. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.